Are you going to talk to people about your little secret then?
Which particular secret of mine?
Well, I know that you have many, but I'm referring to that one on a Sunday night, that thing you do on a Sunday night.
You mean watching a particular television programme called Surprise, Surprise. Not quite as good as it used to be when Scylla was doing it, but I still like it. You know I'm an emotional type of being, don't you?
Well, that is true, I do. And so how does then emotion relate to marketing?
Well, emotion is really important when it comes to marketing because that really hooks people into your message and why they might want to buy something from you. And that was a really, really tenuous or, well, I actually think it's quite logical link into the subject of today's podcast. And that is about emotion and people's drivers when they decide to make a purchase. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realise. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
Well, hi everyone. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment and the Recruitment Marketing Podcast. And welcome to another episode. And today's topic is all about using emotion in our marketing and tapping into people's emotional drivers. Really, really important because something that may surprise you is people buy on emotion and then they justify with logic. So if all people make their buying decisions, and this is your clients and your candidates, and they make these buying decisions based on emotion, that means that your marketing must use emotion to sell what people want, not what you think they need or want them to need. Now, I'm going to come on and list the top 25 key emotional drivers that are important. And some are more important than others in recruitment. But just reflect on it for a minute and just think about how emotion might play out for you at the moment. And thinking about what you may be seeing on TV or the adverts that you are being exposed to. So currently, there's a huge trend for using animals or animal type things, if you want to call a meerkat an animal, in marketing. And it's a really emotional little figure that people get obsessed with. You look at the Wonga ladies and gentlemen, all these sort of like funny little creatures that are there play into our emotions. They either make us smile, they're memorable, and it's about tapping into our emotions. So how does that actually play out when it comes to making a buying decision? And how might you use that when you're thinking about structuring your marketing campaigns for attracting more clients and more candidates, and maybe just even more your own talent pool as a recruitment organization? Now, the real power about using emotion in your marketing is when you actually speak into the conversation that is going on in your potential client or candidate's head. And that is so important. I'm going to say it again. It's about linking into the conversation that they are having at that point in time. You know, in honesty, I often tell people and tell our clients about one of the reasons why I believe that search engine marketing works so well for people is because the whole thing about keywords, people sitting in front of the computer, tapping in a phrase or a word and needing some help around it. And that's because that's their raw emotion that is actually doing that. And if you can tap into providing a solution there and then hey ho, that works really well. And as I say, it's all about speaking into what's going on for your client or candidate at that point in time. So how do you know what might be going on for them? Well, let's look at some emotional drivers that are really, really imperative for people when they're making decisions. And I'm sure that you will recognize some of them that drive your own behavior as well. So let's fire into this now. Now, here's one for you. It's around being sociable. And I was talking to a good friend of mine recently who is a decorator. And at the moment, he is so busy because everyone, bizarrely, wants their front rooms decorated before Christmas. And why do they want to do that? Because they want everything to look nice. And there's another driver here as well. They want everything to look nice because they want to be sociable, because they want to invite people round to have a drink. And the retail organisations do this so, so well. If you watch anything like DFS and, you know, we can have your new settee and you can invite all your family round at Christmas and have a wonderful time. And they lock into people's emotion around being sociable. Now, the next thing, another one for you, is to express creativity. I'm quite the creative type as well, and I spend a fortune on camera equipment because I like to take photographs, because I like to express my creativity. And it's amazing how I might grizzle about paying an extra £2 or £3 on the toilet rolls that I buy. But however, when it comes to buying a new camera lens, then I don't really, I can think of all the reasons in the world why I should buy the next lens that I, the macro lens that I particularly want. Now, here's one for you. And it's the subject about being efficient. We all love to be efficient and get things done on time and quickly. And if we can buy something, a piece of equipment, a piece of software or whatever that will do that for us, that is something that we will all spend money on. So, you know, if you can build that into your marketing about being efficient, maybe as a recruitment company, you can talk about how quickly you can get candidates interviewed, screened and sent for interview with your client. That efficiency will really appeal to your clients. So, because that's a key driver of everyone, actually. Now, here are three that really work well for recruiters, and they are to protect oneself and one's family, to protect the future of a family, and to be a good parent. These are all around relationships and how relationships are important to us. So, you know, one of the factors of getting a new job is maybe being home earlier in the evening or not, being able to have a better career prospects that mean that, you know, the children can go to private school, you can have the new kitchen, you can have the holidays in Barbados or wherever you want to go because you're being paid more and because you're being valued. And that comes on to another couple, which are, you know, to be liked and to be loved and to be valued. It's really important for people to feel that connection with other people as well. And often when people leave a position where they've been for a while and they decide to look, it's because they don't feel valued where they are. So again, really, really key drivers that really need to be built into your marketing and your marketing messages. Now, here's a couple for you. To express a personality and to be in fashion. We've only, I think I mentioned on a previous podcast about my great nephew is a fanatical Wigan Athletic supporter and he has to have the latest kit all the time. It's great because I don't really have to engage my brain too much when I'm thinking about what present to buy him. However, it's important to him, and anyone that's been around teenagers at all will know about the latest fashions, how it has to be Hollister, it has to have a label here, or it has to do that, and it's all about being in fashion. And that can be the same for adults as well as children, but that's a huge motivator and an emotional driver when it comes to purchases. Now, avoiding embarrassment, that is something that we nobody loves to be wrong. People hate being wrong and people hate being embarrassed. And if that can be built into your marketing, it does work incredibly well with people as well, because that's a real, real hot driver for people. Now, here's one that you might not appreciate would work in recruitment, and that's around fulfilling a fantasy. And, you know, it's really important to some people to work for particular companies, they've always had it in their head. Well, you know, I've always wanted to work for IBM, or I've always wanted to work for XYZ, whoever. And if you happen to be a recruitment company that has inroads into that organization, that could be a huge difference. And it could be a real driver for attracting people to you. Now, here's one. If you are an Apple fan, and I do have various pieces of Apple equipment, as I do have pieces of a PC. But, you know, the latest rush was the iPhone 5. I can't remember how many they sold within X number of minutes. And they sold rather a lot, because for everyone, it's really important to be totally up to date. They need the newest of everything. And that can be a driver, a real purchasing driver for a lot of people. Now, here are two more for you. One is owning attractive things, and the other one is collecting valuable things. Would that work in recruitment? Well, it may well do if working in a new position at a new salary structure means that you can actually buy different things that you then can utilize your earnings to do things with your family. That could be important. And again, it depends maybe in on the sector that you're working in. But we all know how, you know, we like to have nice things. I have a thing about crystal glasses. I don't care. I'm a woman of substance, and I like to drink my wine out of really nice crystal glasses. And I spend a lot of money on them. And that's my choice. And that's something where, you know, many people feel the same way that I do. Now, how could that be built into your marketing? Or how could you utilize that in the adverts that you create, in the website copy that you have, to really engage and pull people in? Now, here are three emotional drivers that all really sort of link in together. One is enjoying exotic tastes. Another one is around satisfying the ego. And then the other one is to be first at something. All of these can have a place in your recruitment marketing as well. Really, really important. Imagine you have a unique position in an organization. It's the first, it's heading up a department. That really will play into somebody's ego. If they do have exotic tastes, they will be able to facilitate those by the new salary level that they're probably going to be on. And you can see what we're talking about here, that these are all key fundamentals, which we all know deep down. And we're probably all a little bit driven by. And if that can be built into how you profile the positions that you have and how you work with your clients, that can make a huge difference. Now, there's a few other ones here as well. One of which is to live in a clean atmosphere. You only need to look at the environment at the moment and how, you know, sustainable living is so important to people. That's a big driver for people to be strong and to be healthy. A new gym has just opened down the road from us, and it's packing them out literally, because people are really concerned about what they're eating, their health, and they're willing to spend a lot of money around that as well. Similarly, thinking about renewing vigor and energy, getting rid of aches and pains, finding new and rare things, and being more beautiful. All of those are emotional drivers. As I say, you know, I've mentioned 26 emotional drivers, and some of those are much more relevant for your recruitment market than others. So what can you take away from this? What can you do now? Well, I would say the first action point is to go away and think about, okay, so what are the emotional drivers that will work for my clients, my candidates? What exactly is important to them? What is the conversation that is going on in their head? You know, if you've got some Google Analytics data, you can find out how people are finding you online. What is it that is important to them? What is it that they want? And how can you speak directly into that? Now, where can you use this information? Well, you can use it on all the pages on your website, on your blog, in your adverts, on your Facebook page. You could even start to build it into the social media communication that is going out to people, so that you are utilizing some of the, we call it copy, you know, the copy that you are writing in your social media tweets. If you're thinking about what's the emotion that's going on in in my candidate and my client's head when they're thinking about using our particular company as their recruitment company of choice. Think about these emotional drivers, start to build them in. As I say, you know, think about your website, think about your ad copy, think about the conversations that you are having with people. I know we are all about marketing and getting that out there, but also think about these conversations that you're having when you're one-to-one, face-to-face with people, and how important that will be in being able to really, really create that connection with people. It's like speaking the same language because you are tapping into what's going on into their head. So this is a bit of a whistle-stop tour around emotion and emotional drivers and how that can work in your marketing. Key thing, it works. People buy an emotion. They do not, they buy an emotion and then they justify on logic afterwards. And that is really key to think about when you are planning your marketing. So this is Denise from the Recruitment Marketing Podcast and Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now.